6 eyes, 6 ears, 3 noses, 3 mouths, 30 toes, 30 fingers, and one podcast. This is Two Chunks.
I'm going to leave that cough in.
Oof. It's the, like, they're about to find out for the first time. We all share one nose.
The Probst voice really got me.
It gets up there.
It's like way more tonsil than you think it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a good thing I still have my tonsils. Otherwise, I couldn't do the Probst voice.
Sure.
Dang, got him.
The Probst is stored in the tonsils. Mm-hmm.
That's what they say.
I'm Jordan. Is stored in the fridge. Sorry.
I'm Doge, and today's punchline is an impasta.
What do you call
food that's not
supposed
to be in spaghetti?
What do you call a spaghetti pretending to be someone else? A spaghetti. What do you call spaghetti in a trench coat?
What do you call a noodle who puts on a mustache and pretends to be his dad? An impasta. Jordan, you get the point for that.
Pretends
one.
To be his dad is weird.
His that's own
weird
father?
No, he pretends to be his dad. No, that's
a
that's
weird
the only
touch
way
at
I've
the
ever
end.
Heard that joke.
Why
pretends to be his dad?
Hello,
son.
Why is it dad?
Hi, dad.
It's not enough.
What do you mean?
It's me, Spaghetti Dad. You know.
It's me again, your papa.
Your popster.
What on earth?
Your popster.
Your popster.
Who's already there?
Popster.
I'm Carter,
popster.
And...
Whoa! About to make a name for myself.
Was that the grunt during the theme song of Survivor? Is that what that was?
Yeah. Or they'll do it, dude. It's fun the way that they throw in like animals before conversations.
Every time they show like a spider, you know, I'm something, like, get it off the screen, dude.
But also, you know, something's going down, dude.
For sure.
There's
a snake in a tree, and it's
about
like
to go down. The snake is always like
the trail.
There's a snake in the grass.
The trail.
Yeah.
All right. There's a crab
summoning the spirit totems. They're here to watch us.
Whenever they show a dog, it's like, I know one of my boys is about to go crazy.
Yeah, here he comes,
in there.
Dude.
One of my absolute dogs is about to go off.
They show like a pile of poop and it's like, oh, it's Banu. Another Banu scene.
He just wanted to win a million farts.
I just want to win a million. Ooh, we turned to morning radio.
Uh-oh, this time Banu's going to win a million farts.
Yeah.
Welcome to Two Chunks, first thing in the morning. Now for the traffic report with Douche.
I said it and I remembered that's an actual Parks and Rec joke, so I can't.
It is.
The Douche. But it's also almost my
It's
name.
Almost
it
your
is
name.
Close.
It's not far from your name. It's not fart.
French for Douche.
Douche.
It's not fart.
Douche.
From Douche. Well, friends, well, if you tuned in, if you
Good
didn't listen
so
last
far,
week and you're jumping in this week, I would say go back one. We don't normally, Two Chunks is not normally a sequential show. But I would say definitely go back one or else you're going to be mighty lost. But in case you forgot, have slept, or just don't want to listen to it, allow me to recap. Yeah. And by that, what I mean is previously on ChatGPT Survivor. Broke up into 3 tribes. We've got Doge's tribe, which is known as Bog Hollow, which was Shrek, Pumbaa, Frank, who is a grizzly bear pretending to be a human, Count Dracula, Ryan Seacrest, and Furiosa. We've got tribe 2, which is Jordan's tribe, which consists of, it's called Blue Water, and it consists of Ciri Fields, Danny Ocean, Aelin Galathinius from Throne of Glass, Han Lu from Fast and Furious, Darrow Andromedus from Red Rising, and of course, Trixie Mattel from Life. And then tribe 3 is Carter's tribe, known as
Cereal.
Timberville. Yeah. Trixie for kids. Timbervale, Carter's tribe, is Dr. Ellie Sattler from Jurassic Park. Annalise Keating, who I believe is from How to Get Away with Murder. Is that right?
She is, yes.
And Sheriff Andy Taylor from Everybody Loves Andy, as we all know. Levi Ackerman from an...
Opie!
From...
Opie! I don't know. How do we tell her pickles are so sour?
I had 4 spaghetti dinners tonight.
Come on, we gotta go fishing. I anchor myself with the like the wine. Opie. Mr. Magoo, and of course Jeff Pabst, an exact clone of Jeff Probst.
I've created a lot with my friends on this podcast. Jeff Pabst is moving so much further up my list than I thought.
Jeff Pabst is so funny, is great. Dude.
In our first episode, the losing tribe was Timbervale. That's Carter's tribe, and they chose to vote out Mr. Magoo.
Collectively losing.
And I just want to remind everybody that the description that ChatGPT chose to give is that Mr. Magoo is blindsided.
Yikes.
Which just feels insensitive. Savage.
That's why we did that whole anti-AI thing like a year ago.
Yeah.
Because a human, we would never say
they
that.
They also lost.
We have empathy.
They lost their immunity challenge because Jeff Pabst kept making call-outs like Jeff Probst, and Mr. Magoo was confused because he couldn't see, which is horrible and hilarious. Episode 2, at the immunity challenge, once again, Timbervale fails to succeed, also known as losing. And,
Timber fail.
The result is that Levi Ackerman from some anime is blindsided by the rest of the squadron.
Attack on Titan.
Episode 3.
You would love Levi.
I'm sure. It's crazy
that we both have anime characters, Carter, because you have Levi and I have Pumbaa.
Shrek.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Episode 3. Timber fail, quote, falls apart and loses for the third time in a row. And Timber, at Tribal Council. You know? They do lose Annalise Keating from How to Get Away with Murder. She didn't.
Oof.
Episode 4, we had a tribe shuffle, breaking us up into 3 even tribes of 5, hopefully trying to get some power dynamics shifted around so that one tribe stops losing over and over again. We've got the new Bog Hollow tribe represented by Shrek, Frank the Grizzly Bear, Ceri Fields, Darrow from Red Rising, and Sheriff Andy Taylor from Everybody Loves Andy, the new Blue Water Tribe, Furiosa, Pumbaa, Trixie Mattel, Jeff Pabst, and Ryan Seacrest. And the new Timbervale is Aelin, Galathinius, Han Lu, Drowned Cacula, Dr. Ellie Sattler, and Danny Ocean in the Immunity Challenge Blue Water.
Here's what's tough.
Yeah, talk to me.
But didn't Timbervale get down to 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there should be. It would be like 2 teams of 5 and 1 of 4?
No, they must have only gotten down to 3 because Jeff Pabst is voted out this episode, episode 4.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. Thank you.
Because right. Blue Water loses and they vote Jeff Pabst out, much to my personal devastation.
Jeff Pabst will return.
Yeah. If we do an All-Star season, we'll obviously have
Pabst is back.
Jeff Pabst.
Do it All Stars for our second ever season of this, and it's just this exact cast again.
we'll have a concise write up summary from ChatGPT for the next episode. But episode 5, coming in hot off Jeff Papp's elimination. The episode is called Episode 5: Cracks in the Armor.
Ooh.
Let's talk camp life here. Bog Hollow is adjusting to life post-shuffle, but Frank the grizzly bear, pretending to be a human, grows increasingly paranoid as his instincts begin to overpower his attempts at blending in. He's avoiding eye contact and becoming more reclusive, which does not escape the notice of the tribe. Ceri Fields and Darrow are Andromedas, the emerging power duo. Watch from a distance as Frank makes strange, barely coherent comments about the woods.
About the woods.
Just like these trees. These trees are amazing.
You guys ever just smell the leaves?
Ceri, always strategic, keeps her observations to herself, but files them away as something to use later. I feel like that's all she has done this whole ChatGPT-7. Is just
every
like,
time it talks about Ceri, it's like Ceri notices and plans for
and
later.
And says nothing. Sheriff Andy Taylor, the moral compass of the tribe, doesn't pick up on Frank's oddities and focuses more on trying to be useful around camp, but he's clearly outmatched by the younger, more capable players. Shrek, ever the practical one, approaches Darrow about forming a possible alliance. Shrek is strong, capable, and while not the most socially savvy, understands that sticking close to a strategic mind like Darrow's could prolong his stay in the game. Darrow listens, and though he appreciates Shrek's physical abilities, he knows Ceri is his true partner in this game. Shrek could be useful, but he's not privy to Darrow's long-term plans yet.
Ooh,
Blue Water.
Ooh.
is recovering from the shock of losing Jeff Pabst, who many saw as a non-factor, but still provided some levity to camp life. Furiosa is increasingly taking charge, becoming a natural leader without being overbearing. Pumbaa's laid-back attitude complements Furiosa's as he provides comic relief while staying useful around camp. Yeah, I also imagine many farts.
Many farts.
Gotta be many farts. Trixie Mattel continues to play up her charm, maintaining good relationships with Furiosa and Ryan Seacrest. Ryan, relieved to have survived the last vote, starts making more aggressive social moves. He feels he has been underestimated and now seeks to secure his long-term position in the game. He's trying to just high-five in every tree, just walking up to every inanimate object. And he sees Furiosa as both a leader and a potential threat and decides to work on building closer ties with Pumbaa and Trixie, subtly testing the waters for a blindside down the line. Ryan Seacrest with the moves. Who knew?
I love that.
Timbervale is where the biggest power struggle is brewing. Aelin Galathinius and Han Lu are two titans of strategy and strength, and both recognize that the other is their greatest obstacle to controlling the tribe. Aelin, sharp and strategic, starts subtly sowing seeds of doubt about Han among Dr. Ellie and Danny Ocean. She points out how Han is physically dominant and how his quiet demeanor hides his cunning mind. Meanwhile, Han keeps a tight circle, trusting only Dracula for now. Weird choice to trust.
Han, really?
He's such interesting a social choice. Guy. Dracula is very trustworthy.
Interesting choice. Everybody loves Dracula.
I love Dracula.
He knows he has the hidden immunity idol as a backup plan. I forgot that Han has a hidden immunity idol.
Han has it.
Mm-hmm. But he's wary of Furiosa, right? I think so. That sounds right.
Yeah.
He's wary of Aelin's social game, recognizing her as a dangerous opponent. Dr. Ellie, while not as overly strategic as Aelin or Han, is no pushover. She quietly listens to both sides, unsure where her long-term loyalty should be. Danny Ocean, ever the smooth operator, begins playing both sides, subtly gathering information from Aelin while appearing loyal to Han.
Ooh. Okay. The dynamic of the new Timbervale is pretty interesting.
It is. Yeah, I think Timbervale, it makes sense that the power struggle is there.
Yeah.
So our immunity challenge for this episode is called Breaking Point. In this high-stakes challenge, each tribe must work together to build a large catapult using pieces of wood, rope, and other materials provided. Once assembled, they must launch coconuts at a series of targets, trying to knock them down. The first two tribes to hit all their targets win immunity, while the losing tribe faces Tribal Council.
Tribal Council.
It's got Council. Shrek written all over it.
Sure does.
Just throwing it.
I gotta say.
Shrek just throwing that. Coconut.
Let's find out.
Frank, just launching it.
Yeah, what do we think? What's our tribe prediction here?
Bog Hollow.
I'm going Bog Hollow.
I think Timbervale is great, but I don't know how strong they are. Like strength, like brute strength. Everyone who's left is pretty good. But I don't know. Bog Hollow feels good.
I got Timbervale throwing. That's my guess. Aelin's going to throw it.
To get tribal.
That's what I think. Ooh. Here we go. Ooh. Bog Hollow quickly establishes itself as a frontrunner with Shrek and Frank using their raw strength to build the catapult in record time. Shrek, there he goes, man.
Yep.
However,
Shrekard time.
Frank's growing bear instincts cause him to occasionally paw at the wood awkwardly instead of helping, frustrating Suri and Darrow, who are focused on precision. Despite these hiccups, Darrow and Suri's leadership pushes them forward. Shrek's strength in launching the coconuts keeps them in the game, though Frank's odd behavior continues to puzzle everyone. I really want Frank to make the
what
merge.
What are you doing?
I want Frank to win, if I'm being honest with you. I want to hear his speech. Blue Water has a more methodical approach, with Furiosa taking charge of the build while Pumbaa and Ryan Seacrest help with the assembly. Trixie, not the most physically capable, still contributes by keeping morale high and helping with the strategy of aiming the catapult. Ryan, wanting to prove his value, takes control of launching the coconuts. Despite a slow start, they begin to catch up as Ryan's aim improves. Ryan Seacrest.
Hey.
Ryan.
That's a metaphor.
Timbervale is the most balanced in terms of physical ability, with Aelin and Han Lu leading the charge. Count Dracula's supernatural reflexes. Is this the first mention we've heard of, like,
yes,
anybody being beyond
that he's immortal?
We've got
he's
several.
Been alive for 1,000 years.
Yes, several dude, characters here that, like, have powers. And I think this is the
no
first mention.
No one in their life would have seen more bears than Dracula.
Exactly.
I don't think they're existing in the same places very often.
Well, okay.
Are there bears
in Transylvania?
In Transylvania.
Because like bears? I'm thinking that vampires are trying to go to like houses
in Frisco.
Romania has the largest brown bear population in Europe.
I mean, they got to be close, right?
Some 3,000 wolves, 6,000 bears, 2,000 lynx in the Carpathian Mountains, making Transylvania a leading European destination for wildlife watching.
No way.
He has amazing. Seen more bears than anybody, certainly in Fiji, probably in the world.
I mean, yeah, he's very experienced with bears, it would seem.
Notably vampire and bear expert.
Supernatural reflexes.
Our result here, Bog Hollow finishes first thanks to Shrek's strength and Darrow's strategy. Blue Water comes from behind to secure second place with Ryan Seacrest, proving himself as a capable competitor. There you go, Ryan.
Ryan!
Timbervale falters.
Timbervale.
Aelin and Han's power struggle, causing them to lose a valuable time. I mean, it's not your tribe anymore, you know? It's all new now.
It's a curse. I think Shrek's going to Colby this season. He's going to get all the way to the end. People are going to be like, nah, he won too much.
Yeah.
I think there's no chance he's beating most of these people in a final tribal situation. You know?
I don't know.
I would love it. I really would love Shrek to win.
Sure. It would be very on brand for us and sort of our flavor for Shrek to win this.
Absolutely.
Timbervale falters with Aelin and Han's power struggle causing them to lose valuable time. They head to tribal council.
Dang.
Wow. Seems like post-challenge, Bog Hollow is celebrating, but the cracks are becoming more evident. Ceri and Darrow are in control. Discuss targeting Frank if it comes down to it. Frank's increasingly strange behavior is making him a liability, but they know they need to keep him calm. You know,
because
he's a bear.
Because he's a bear.
Thing. Sheriff Andy continues to try and make himself useful, but it's clear to everyone that he's the odd man out in the tribe. Uh-oh. Shrek, feeling confident after his performance, attempts to further solidify his relationship with Darrow, but Darrow is noncommittal. Blue Water is on a high after their win, but Ryan Seacrest, riding the wave of his success, begins plotting his next move already. He subtly plants the idea with Trixie Mattel.
Dude,
Furiosa is becoming too strong.
He's about Ryan. To win. He's about
Ryan,
to win.
Ryan's got this
Ryan
like, mid-season moment.
Ryan freaking Seacrest is
going to
win.
Which I really
Ryan
appreciate.
Woke up. Ryan's scheming. I picture Trixie, by the way, looking like a child's drawing that got rained on. Like,
for sure.
There's no way the makeup is still anything resembling
I have to
what
imagine
she wants it to be.
That she gets to reapply every day. That they're just letting her do whatever in this scenario.
I don't know. Nobody gets to like brush their teeth. They don't give them like contact solution or anything.
Yeah, Dracula's never played either, Dosh.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't need anything because he's 1,000 years
That's
old.
That's true. At least. Yeah. Once you hit 1,000, what are needs?
You don't need
Maslow's
anything.
Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Yourself sustaining.
Is just like existing. Sure. Pumbaa remains
Lil Pound
loyal.
Cake. Is that who it is? I was thinking that Trixie looks like Alaska's little doll.
Yes, dude.
Yes.
Lil Pound Cake.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Timbervale is in chaos, is a direct quote here. Aelin and Han are both gunning for each other, knowing that only one can come out on top. Aelin approaches Ellie and Danny, making the case that Han is too dangerous to keep around, especially with his physical prowess. She suspects he has the hidden immunity idol, but can't be sure. Let me see.
With the amount of strong players left, I think that Ellie and Danny could be a pretty sneaky, powerful duo.
For sure. For sure. There's a lot of room for moves here. Aelin and Han exchange icy glares, entering tribal council, each knowing that their fate could be determined tonight. The key dynamics headed in. Aelin pushes hard for Han, pointing out how dangerous he is in challenges and subtly implying that he may have an idol. She plays up her social bonds with Dr. Ellie and Danny, hoping to secure their votes. Han, aware he's the target, quietly signals to Dracula that they may need to make a big move. Han considers playing his idol. Oh no, but hesitates. Not sure if the votes are really coming his way. He trusts Dracula and hopes that Dr. Ellie and Danny will see Aelin as the bigger long-term threat.
Ooh.
Dr. Ellie and Danny hold all the power. Ellie is torn, knowing that siding with Aelin could give her more security in the short term, but Han's strength is hard to ignore. Danny, sensing the importance of the vote, contemplates flipping to whichever side offers him more control in the long run. Classic
Doshin, Danny.
If I'm being honest
that
with you.
Sounds like Daniel. If I know Daniel, that himself. Sounds like Daniel.
As the votes shake out, that is 2 votes for Aelin and 3 votes for Han. With a 3-2 vote, Han Lu is blindsided.
In his
idol in his pocket.
Sent packing, keeping his hidden immunity idol in his pocket. Aelin's social game proves too strong, and Dr. Ellie sides with her, recognizing the value of a solid alliance going into the next phase. Here's some episode highlights that we didn't see. The drama. Han's blindside is a major power shift, with Aelin now firmly in control. His failure to play his idol highlights the unpredictable nature of this game. Strategically, Ciri and Darrow continue to quietly dominate Bog Hollow, while Furiosa's leadership in Bluewater faces growing threats. Frank's increasingly erratic behavior is becoming a source of amusement for Bog Hollow as a whole, though Ciri sees it as an opportunity to manipulate him later. And the power struggle between Aelin and Han has created a palpable tension that overflows with Han's exit. Next time on Survivor, with Han gone, Aelin's grip on Timbervale grows, but Danny is already planning his next move. Meanwhile, in Bog Hollow, Frank's erratic behavior reaches a breaking point.
What?
No.
Wow. Are we about to find out he's a bear?
Frank. I'm starting to think. And much like every episode of Survivor, right in the middle is when you got to go to ads, just when it gets good. So we'll be right
just
here.
Just when it gets good.
Just spinning our tires, foot all the way down on the gas, waiting for the light to turn green like Mario Kart so we can go, go, go.
Welcome to ads, friends. It's the shout announcements. It's the part of the show where we make announcements. We don't do shout outs much anymore. Shout out.
No, we don't.
Shout out Taco Casa. I mean, can we say that?
I had Taco Casa today.
It's so good.
Only a few hours back. Taco Casa, honestly, I'll say this. Friendship ended with Taco Bell. Friendship begun with Taco Casa.
It's amazing.
Taco Casa has eclipsed Taco Bell for me if I want cheap, nasty taco.
Yeah.
Because Taco Bell is only nasty taco now, not as cheap as Taco Casa.
Yeah, it doesn't feel as nasty to go to Taco Casa, but it is a lot.
I agree.
They're so good. Fresh ingredients. But that's not what this is about. I do want to tell you guys about that $5 tier on Patreon to come over to Discord, because what you get over there is being able to see a movie with the Two Chunks Movie Club. I can tell you that just very recently, we went to go see... Day after tomorrow, we are not seeing that, even though that is a lot of suburban mom's favorite movie for some reason, is The Day After Tomorrow. But
I
in
like
2 days, we will... I did too. We will be seeing Wild Robot, The Wild Robot, with all of our Two Chunks Movie Club fans, friends, and then those people in the Discord, including the entirety of the Imagine Dungeons cast will be there, who are all over in Discord. So I think that's going to be so, so, so much fun, especially if you want to jump in. There's still time to do that. Guarantee, if you come into Discord, you know that we're already about to see a movie soon. You heard about this. DM one of us or go over to that thread and find out where we're going so that you can come with us. You've definitely got a chance. It just costs you the cost of a ticket and $5.
We'd love to have you there. I know for a fact that if you're listening to this, you love monkeys. It's just science. It's the way it works. In tomorrow's episode of Imagine Dungeons, there's a monkey. And that's all I have to say about it. I know that you're going to listen to it and download it now. But in case I still need to sell it to you, it's the three of us and three of our more talented, funnier friends playing Dungeons & Dragons together. And we're having a great time, and we're very proud of it. We would love it if you took a listen.
I'm back from the bathroom, and I just want to say, regarding Taco Bell.
Okay, yeah.
I recently ordered Taco Bell. I haven't been doing red meat like hardly at all recently. And I recently ordered Taco Bell and replaced...
Did you some of that brown meat?
I replaced it all with the like Cantina chicken.
Uh-huh.
Two thumbs way up.
Really?
Two thumbs way up. I did a Crunchwrap, took out the seasoned ground beef, threw in Cantina chicken.
Yeah, I actually can see that. I feel like that would be pretty good.
You know what else added to it though? Which made it even better? Is the best Crunchwrap I've ever had, I think. Jalapeno ranch. And they have little like Fiesta tortilla strips. For put those inside.
Yeah.
You're just freestyling on them.
Dude, it was
great. Yeah.
I'm to a point in my life where I would almost rather you just be like, here's the base layer. What do you want on it? When it comes to like a restaurant. Just like.
You want everything to be Subway. Just let me Subway it.
But
let me Subway
though,
any of it.
I really don't care for Subway. I would like a pizza place where it's just like,
talk
to me about the base and we'll put whatever we want on it. That's what I want to do every time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We're back. Hey, I want to acknowledge as we're back into the episode, this was the first time someone I drafted didn't get voted out. And
hey, yeah, that's true.
It feels different. I
having fun.
I'm
it's
almost
actually
guaranteed
fun
one of my people will make it to the merge.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely stayed fun.
No, it's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get crazy. Episode 6 is called Survival
Frank Kills Three People
Instincts. I think this might be a Frank heavy episode.
Survival Instincts.
It sounds this like it's Frank named edit after Frank, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was
Let's
Andy.
Check in. Bog Hollow, becoming more chaotic by the day as Frank's behavior starts to concern everyone. After the previous night's victory, Frank was seen pawing at fish by the river, growling softly when nobody was watching.
That is incriminating,
growling
Frank.
Growling softly?
His strange nocturnal habits, including sneaking away for long periods of time, make Ceree and Darrow even more suspicious. Ceree, ever the strategic player, suggests to Darrow they might need to, quote, use Frank's strange behavior to their advantage, possibly pushing him as an easy target down the line.
I just picture Frank always in the background of any shot. He's just doing
like
the bear
in that one Community
hand
episode.
Yeah, but he's doing the bear wave where his hands just up and down.
Checking in with Sheriff Andy Taylor, struggles to find his place. He recognizes he's not as physically capable or socially savvy as his tribe mates, but his moral compass pushes him to stay useful. He works with Shrek
yes,
to maintain the fire and gather food, but Shrek is clearly already aligned elsewhere. Shrek,
can I just say there's some, one second, there's some people that get on the show and like getting grimy and dirty makes them wiser, you know?
Yeah.
Like it feels
yeah
like a life lived a little bit over 10 days, 20 days. I totally imagine Andy on the paths out there and people confiding in him.
Yeah.
He's got his sheriff pants rolled up now to capris.
For sure.
Uh-huh.
He's probably barefoot a lot. And he's yep just wiping that wrinkly brow all yep the time.
Yeah.
With those strong,
I will say, though,
strong
fronds. I think Andy is pretty socially savvy. I think yeah that he's maybe not survivor socially savvy.
I think that's
but
what
I,
it means.
No. But I'm saying, like, I think that he's not a schemer right now. But I think that there's almost nobody that would say Andy's the biggest threat.
No.
So Andy might make it pretty far.
Yeah.
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 I think so too.
Every single one of these people might make it far. What are we doing right now? Are we just trying
Frank
to make Carter feel better because all of his people are going? What are we doing?
No. I don't need that.
Are we feeling sad because it's Andy Griffith specifically? We're just
I am
like,
feeling
we love
sad
this
because
guy
it's Andy Griffith. Because the number of people that I want to put next to Shrek and say, here, you guys are group partners. That total list does not include Andy Griffith in any way. I feel like they're oil and water. I feel like they can't exist in the same spot.
I feel like yeah Andy Griffith is more oil and water with like riffraff. I feel like those are two people. Like Shrek, Shrek and Andy Griffith can exist in the same space in my brain.
Oh, man.
I think I'll co-sign that riffraff is inverse Andy Griffith.
I think if Andy Griffith
opposite
or
Andy
Sheriff
Griffith
Andy Taylor saw riffraff the human, they would explode. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Riff Raff's real name, Grandy Iffith, is opposite Andy Griffith.
If Riff Raff, if Sheriff Andy Taylor walked Grandy into a room and just saw sharp teeth, stunner shades, and just like, just trying to blow up and act like I don't know nobody. I genuinely think he would die of a heart attack. That's what I actually
believe.
I genuinely believe that. Shrek is growing increasingly frustrated with Frank. He talks to Ceree and Darrow, stating that his unpredictability could cost them a challenge soon. Ceree suggests keeping Frank for now as a shield because everyone knows he's weird, but agrees that his time might come sooner than they think. Blue Water is much calmer, but there are undercurrents of tension as Furiosa continues to lead.
I love all the water metaphors. Go ahead.
It's very good. It's very good. She's starting to sense that Ryan Seacrest is playing a subtler social game than she initially thought. Ryan, fresh off his recent success in the immunity challenge, has been quietly solidifying bonds with Pumbaa and Trixie, positioning himself. What a trio, eh?
I would love that podcast.
For sure. I actually...
Unbelievable.
I think of the three I could do without Seacrest on the podcast. Just give me Pumbaa and Trixie and microphones.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
He is positioning himself as a valuable ally for them and playing up his role as a team player while playing down how strategic he is becoming. Trixie continues to charm everyone, but she's also thinking ahead. She knows Furiosa is strong, but Ryan is sneakier, and she's considering where her best path to the end lies. And Pumbaa, as always, remains laid back, content with his place in the tribe and oblivious to the growing strategic maneuvering around it. I mean, if that's not Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata, my guy. He's Hakuna Matata-ing on the beach right now.
If that's not Hakuna Matata, then what is? Timbervale is fractured. Aelin feels in control, but she's cautious, and she knows that Dr. Ellie could easily switch sides if given the right opportunity. Count Dracula is still aligned with Aelin, though he plays a quieter role, watching the dynamics unfold with his usual eerie calm.
Yeah.
Dude, it...
Quiet. Unnervingly quiet.
It nails these. Danny is...
Dracula's just being very still.
And hanging upside down.
He hasn't tried to drink anybody's blood. People don't seem to care whether or not he's a vampire, but they really want to know if Frank's a bear.
Well, I mean, we included in the prompt that he has to keep it a secret. I think if we were just like, Frank is a bear with jeans on, this would be a non-issue. But because we included in the prompt that he has to keep it a secret, I think that's why it's doing this. But I also think that it avoids, it makes all the conflict game stuff. It doesn't make anybody violent. Like, Dracula's not going to try and drink blood or anything. Is what makes it fun, because you don't have to be like, Dracula's here, but he's nice and he's not actually gonna, you can just let it put Dracula in and do its thing. Danny is biding his time, playing both sides. He isn't loyal to Aelin, but recognizes that she's a strong ally. However, he begins to subtly suggest to Dr. Ellie that Aelin might become too powerful post-merge, planting the seeds for a future blindside. I really feel like here's who it has down, completely down. Frank.
Yeah.
Ceri.
Yeah.
Pumbaa. I feel like it's really nailing Andy and Danny Ocean. I feel like Dr. Sadler and Count Dracula are 80% of the way to being exactly what I thought they would be in the game. Everybody else, and they're playing their best, the best way they know how.
Yeah.
And the game of Survivor is all about unpredictability. Right. Yeah.
100%.
Which, I mean, no different than any other Survivor season where there's a few stars and then some...
A couple of randos.
Yeah. This immunity challenge is called Heavy Burdens.
Frank's crying as they walk up to the immunity challenge.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a heavy burden.
He's going to pretend to pass out. This challenge tests both endurance and teamwork. Each tribe must carry a large wooden sled through a muddy course, collecting heavy puzzle pieces.
Look out, Dracula.
Careful. What if it's splinters?
Dracula, careful.
Can you imagine if it was and he got a splinter through his heart and he died, dude?
He died.
And he's dead.
He passes away. It ends 1,000 years of vampiric life on the beach in Fiji.
They collect heavy puzzle pieces along the way. They're all collected, they must solve a large puzzle. The first two tribes to complete win immunity. The losing tribe faces tribal council. Bog Hollow.
Want to know what you're playing for?
Not going home. That was almost Cartman
Thanks,
on accident.
Roz.
Ross?
Yeah. Roz.
Oh,
the
Roz.
Slug
I
from,
Roz.
Yeah, from Monsters, Inc.
From Friends?
No, Roz.
I know. Carter, I know.
Roz.
I'm doing Jeff voice too much. My throat is raw.
That's what happens when I try and do Kyle Mooney for some reason. It tickles too much and I just start hacking up.
Oh no, now you can't play anymore.
And I just
I heard it.
It starts to crack. Yeah.
Yep.
It was like when when you pull a balloon and it squeaks. That's what your throat sounded like.
Yes. Yeah.
So Bog Hollow starts off strong. Once again, Shrek and Frank using their brute strength to move the sled quickly. Frank wanders off during a key moment.
Oh.
I assume to look at A fish, honey? Or a bug, or a tree,
it's,
perhaps?
It's like he's becoming. It's like he's becoming a bear.
Yeah,
more bear.
It's like he started as a man, and he's becoming a bear. It's getting stronger.
I think of it.
The urges
as like,
are getting stronger.
He can only hide it for so long, and has to like let off little bursts of bear steam.
Yeah.
So I think he's probably doing that bear thing where he like rubs up on a tree and they're like, Frank, we need you. Sari and Darrow handle the puzzle portion well, but Frank's distraction forces Shrek to take on more of the physical burden.
Dang.
Blue Water is efficient with Furiosa leading the charge. Pumbaa and Ryan Seacrest push the sled with surprising speed. While Trixie Mattel takes on a more supportive role, helping to keep everyone calm. That's all Trixie's really done this season, but it's working. So
Trixie's just like the vibe captain.
Yeah, which is great. Ben made it far, you know. When they reach the puzzle portion, Furiosa and Ryan work together to solve it quickly, putting them in a competitive position. Timbervale struggles from the start. Aelin and Dracula carry much of the physical load, but Danny Ocean's overconfidence slows them down. Dr. Ellie tries to help where she can, but the tribe lacks coordination. When they reach the puzzle, Aelin takes control, but Danny's input causes confusion, resulting in several wrong moves. Blue Water wins the challenge, finishing first with a nearly flawless puzzle performance from Furiosa and Ryan. Bog Hollow struggles, but manages to come in second thanks to Shrek's physical dominance and Darrow's quick puzzle-solving skills. Timbervale loses, sending them to Tribal Council.
Again.
Lose once.
Lose
shame
them all,
on your
baby.
Whole tribe.
Even after...
Man.
Even after a shuffle.
Man, Timbervale. Timbervale's definitely got yellow buffs.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's for sure yellow.
Definitely.
So let's burn through this post-challenge real quick. Bog Hollow, seems like everything's doing good. Everybody's still like, Frank's a bear, dude, for sure. it seems like Sari and Darrow really want to target him, recognizing that his sort of instability overall is a real liability. And Shrek is voicing concerns about Frank now as well. And even Sheriff Andy, trying to focus on camp tasks and being ever the optimist, quote, avoids the growing tension in the tribe, but notices.
Oh, wow.
Frank's wayward ways. Blue Water is thriving with Furiosa continuing
He's
to lead by
He's probably looking like this.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, there it is.
Yep.
There it is.
Well, Frank? Huh.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked that. Blue Water, Furiosa, leading by example. Seacrest is shifting the dynamics, building stronger connections with Trixie. It feels like Trixie, Pumbaa, and Seacrest are a real surprise trio here.
What an amazing trio they are.
It's so odd to me. He's quietly positioning himself as a contender to take control when the time is right, but for now he's happy to let Furiosa believe she's in charge. Wow.
Whoa.
Trixie knows she may
also
have
shout,
to choose
shout
between
out
Furiosa
GPT
and
the
Ryan.
Pronouns. Go ahead.
I know. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Trixie knows she may have to choose between Furiosa and Ryan at some point. Timbervale is fractured.
As we all do.
Aelin knows her control is slipping. She works harder to secure Ellie's loyalty. She makes the case that Danny is unpredictable and could flip at any moment. But Dr. Ellie's noncommittal, knowing that Aelin could become too powerful if not checked soon. Danny, on the other hand, is actively working to undermine Aelin. That's what I'm talking about, Danny. He approaches Dracula and suggests that now is the time to strike before Aelin consolidates her power after the merge.
How Dracula, terrifying is that? I imagine people approaching Dracula is just kind of like,
hey, man.
Yeah, I like to think that they just sort of walk to the edge of the fire where they can't see and he just sort of like materializes just like a...
He's just like...
Hello.
I picture him just like barely out of the light of the fire, but it's like his eyes are... It's like eye shine, like a Bigfoot.
Ooh, so but then crazy. He's just like, I don't know. I'm thinking that perhaps it's time for him to go home. Dracula is interested but remains mysterious.
Yeah, he does.
All right, fair enough.
Tracks.
As Timbervale arrives at Tribal Council, the tension is high. Aelin and Danny's power struggle is at the forefront, and both know tonight's the night. It could determine the tribe's future. Aelin argues that Danny is unpredictable and has been undermining the tribe's success in challenges. She points out his overconfidence during the puzzle and emphasizes the importance of loyalty going into the merge. Danny, in turn, accuses Aelin of being too controlling and warns the tribe that she's positioning herself to dominate post-merge. He pushes the narrative that now is the time to take a big shot and eliminate Aelin before she becomes unstoppable. Dr. Ellie and Count Dracula are the swing votes. Dr. Ellie is torn between sticking with Aelin, who offers strength and strategy, and siding with Dany, who could provide more flexibility in the long run. Dracula remains a wild card, making cryptic remarks that leave both sides unsure of where his loyalty lies. Yo,
we got to take a shot at some of these.
He's just like, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Just all over just the like place.
Nothing about Survivor at all.
Well, opposites attract, but then again, birds of a feather.
You're like, wait, what?
In a 3-2 vote. Mean? A 3-1 vote. Dany Ocean is voted out.
Oh! Dany.
Aelin's strategic maneuvering pays off with Dr. Ellie and Dracula ultimately. Sticking with her and siding with the majority.
Man. Listen, I know we are down to how many now?
We got 3 left total on Timbervale, which means 13 total. I think we merge at 12.
I have to say, someone who's been a part of competitive sport has been a part of most of my life. To this day, there's hardly anything that makes me feel the way that the tension of an episode before the merge makes me feel.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I look forward to that day of my week with such incredible anticipation. What a wonderful game dynamic.
Well, and
that
if
they have in Survivor,
if
the
it's
merge
running,
is everything.
It's like, if it's running its algorithms just based on like past seasons, which I imagine is what it's pulling from, I would say there's a pretty good chance that one of these 3 remaining, Aelin, Dany Ocean, or Dr. Ellie, wins the whole thing. Because a lot of times it's somebody from the dominated tribe that makes the merge and then they
Survivor.
Slip through the cracks.
Yep. That happened last season. It literally happened last season.
Dude, it's happened like 3 of the last seasons.
True.
Highlights from this episode that we didn't get to see. Dany Ocean's downfall marks the end of a potential power shift, leaving Aelin in control once again. But it's starting to raise red flags with people. Ryan Seacrest's subtle game manipulation continues to develop, with Furiosa unknowingly losing control of the tribe under her nose.
To Ryan Seacrest.
Ceri and Darrow remain in a strong position, using Frank's weird behavior to their advantage. Frank's increasingly bizarre antics provide comic relief, but his erratic actions are becoming more concerning for everyone as time goes on. I don't think ChatGPT knows what to do with Frank.
I had just had a moment where, like, you know how ChatGPT has been pretty rude to Mr. Magoo of being blindsided? It's like with the Seacrest thing, it's like, and Furiosa is disarmed by the maneuver. You're just like, oh, come on.
Come on. Really? Uh-oh. All right, let's
Frank's strange behavior is unbearable.
let's run episode 7.
Let's do it.
We'll burn. We'll burn through this one. It'll be beautiful.
Thanks for all your reading, Jordan. Thanks for the story time.
I'm getting extra thirsty on this one. Mm-hmm. Episode 7, Revelations and Realignments. Interesting.
Could be Frank.
Doubt it, but could be.
I would love it if it's Frank.
Dracula apparates to visit his old friend Frank.
Listen, buddy, I know without me around, you don't have anyone to help you not be weird. Maybe just try to be like normal. Be like a chill guy.
Yeah, all your vampire voices eventually just morph into... what's his face?
Oh, What We Do in the Shadows?
Yes.
Nandor.
Which is such
Nandor,
a great thing. Right. It's a good accent. Wonderful thing to morph into.
Okay, Bog Hollow is becoming uneasy. Frank is pretending to be a human and is visibly unraveling. Interesting. His attempts to blend in are growing more desperate, with strange outbursts and behavior that are becoming harder for everyone to ignore. I guess that's what they have to be doing. It's just like, nah, he's fine. Ceri and Darrow, who have been watching Frank closely, are now just openly discussing getting rid of him. Ceri, ever a strategist, realizes that his unpredictable nature is simultaneously a shield but also a liability. Shrek is frustrated. He's been carrying the tribe physically and feels burdened by Frank's inability
to
contribute.
He's been doing so much.
He really has.
Shrek has been crushing it this season.
Sheriff Andy Taylor, ever the peacemaker, tries to keep spirits high, but even he can't ignore Frank's erratic actions.
Can't.
The tension comes to a head. when Frank, while gathering firewood, suddenly bolts into the forest, growling, clearly on the verge of revealing his true nature.
He's so close.
He's just like, I want to tell him
so four legs
bad.
For the first time, and everybody's like,
now I get it.
Darrow, okay, listen to this. Darrow quietly tells Ciri that Frank's days are numbered. She suggests keeping him around as a scapegoat after the merge, knowing that a bigger threat will be useful. Shrek disagrees, worried that Frank's behavior will cost them the next challenge. So far, I don't think you have to worry about that, pal. Frank seems safe for now. Blue Water is peaceful, but there's a clear shift in power happening. Furiosa remains the de facto leader, but Seacrest is subtly pulling the strings behind the scenes. He continues to strengthen his bond with Trixie and Pumbaa, playing up his role as a loyal ally while quietly planting seeds of doubt. Dude, what is this mastermind Seacrest that ChatGPT has created?
I kind of like it.
What the heck, Ryan?
I'm not
Seacrest,
the biggest
the Shadow
Seacrest
King.
Fan.
I don't,
but
I
am definitely not.
But I'm very interested in what he's doing here. Yeah, he's like pulling the strings. He is the monster that Jeff was talking about.
Unbelievable.
Oh, Pumbaa, carefree as ever, isn't picking up on any strategic undercurrents. Happy to let everyone else do things. However, Trixie is more astute. She knows Ryan is playing the long game. She's weighing her options, wondering whether she should stick with Furiosa or switch sides. Furiosa is beginning to sense something's off. She notices Ryan and Trixie talking more. Begins to consider whether her leadership is being undermined. She trusts her bond with Pumbaa, believing that their loyalty will keep the tribe united.
Man, for a guy who we didn't talk about for the first couple episodes, man, Pumbaa,
Pumbaa's in here. He knows what's up. Timbervale is in recovery mode after Danny's blindside. Aelin is still in control, but she can't become too comfortable. Dr. Ellie has proven to be a reliable ally, but Aelin is keenly aware that she's capable of flipping if the opportunity arises. Count Dracula, ever the enigma, is difficult to read. He voted with Aelin to eliminate Danny, but his loyalty is always in question. Aelin begins to reinforce her bond with Dr. Ellie, subtly reminding her of the dangers of Count Dracula. She paints a picture of him as a wild card who could flip, especially if he senses power shifting away. Ellie, curious but cautious, listens, but doesn't commit. Meanwhile, Dracula keeps himself occasionally making cryptic comments about darkness and power. So good, dude. Just hovering.
Yeah, like floating like 3 inches off the sand.
Oh my God.
You know, true power is only found in darkness.
So actually, you should stick with me.
So yeah. So yeah, try. I guess you could try to get the idol, but it doesn't help you.
I'll drink your mom.
Your mom. Yeesh. The immunity challenge is called Pulling Strings.
Okay.
This challenge combines strength, precision, and teamwork. Each tribe must pull a series of heavy logs through a maze using ropes. Once the logs are collected, they must solve a large puzzle. First two tribes to complete the puzzle win immunity, sending the losing tribe to tribal council. Bog Hollow starts strong, with Shrek leading the effort of pulling the logs. However, yeah, I really do think that it just doesn't know what to do when it's like, well, but this team has six, so they're going to do better than this team.
Jeez.
Bog Hollow starts strong with Shrek leading the physical effort of pulling the logs. However, Frank's erratic behavior continues to cause problems. He loses focus, wandering away from the task, forcing Shrek to pick up the slack. Ciri and Darrow work on the puzzle, but Frank's constant distractions slow them down significantly.
Again, Frank, that's two challenges in a row, dude.
Blue Water is a well-oiled machine. Furiosa directs the tribe with precision, while Pumbaa and Ryan Seacrest pull the logs efficiently. Trixie Mattel works on the puzzle with Furiosa, and despite a few mistakes, they remain focused and determined to finish strong. Trixie finally, not a personality hire. Trixie finally coming in clutch.
Yep.
Timbervale struggles with Aelin and Dracula taking charge of the physical portion. Dr. Ellie is hesitant, but follows Aelin's lead. However, their puzzle solving is slow, and the lack of cohesion between Aelin and Dracula becomes evident as they bicker over strategy. Blue Water finishes first, securing immunity with a smooth and focused performance. Timbervale comes in second, barely edging out Bog Hollow, but Bog Hollow finishes last thanks to Frank's constant distractions.
Barely edging out.
Oh, that's good. Wow. I didn't even think of that.
Oh, no.
ChatGPT's
funny. That's a huge
twist. Frank's constant distractions cause Bog Hollow to finish last.
Guys, I think it's curtains for Frank.
If That's not, okay. What are they doing?
He never was a man. He was just a bear who dreamed he was a man.
Yeah, wow, my dream, man, I wish he gets to address the tribe if he gets voted out.
Allow me to address the bear in the room.
That bear is me.
Bog Hollow is in turmoil. Here we go. Shrek is openly frustrated with Frank, who he feels has become a liability. Darrow and Ceree privately discuss the situation, knowing Frank has reached the end of his usefulness. They weigh their options, keeping Frank as a shield post-merge versus eliminating him now to maintain tribe strength. Sheriff Andy, as usual, tries to mediate, suggesting that Frank might just be overwhelmed. But even Andy can't deny the toll Frank's behavior is taking on the tribe.
What a great guy.
What a guy. Oh. As the tribe sits around the fire, Frank finally snaps. In a fit of panic, he roars and rushes into the forest, revealing his true nature to the shocked tribe. Ceree and Darrow. Ceree and Darrow. Oh my goodness. This is so funny, dude. Wow. Ceree and Darrow exchange glances, their suspicions confirmed. Shrek, however, is unfazed, muttering, "I knew it."
He doesn't even look away from the fire. Background, it's just like, whoa.
Oh my goodness.
I picture them all sitting on the logs looking at Jeff, and Frank is just sprinting back and forth in the background on all fours.
Oh my goodness. Dude, I don't even think they're a tribal yet. They're just at their camp post-immunity
loss.
They're
at camp? Yeah. Oh no.
With Frank's secret out, the tribe debates whether to vote him out now or to target Sheriff Andy, who is the weakest player physically. Shrek is adamant that Frank needs to go, but Ceree suggests that keeping Frank as a chaotic element could benefit them. Darrow agrees, but they both recognize the risk of keeping a bear. I mean, fair enough. Blue Water doing great after the win. Everybody's the same there. I mean, we're just getting the same updates until you go to tribal council and things mix up. Ryan Seacrest, more confident than ever. You know, it's all
impossible.
It's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Timbervale's just relieved. That's all it says.
I imagine the
they're
Ewok
relieved
song
after their close win.
After.
Wait, they're drumming on stormtrooper helmets.
Yeah. Hold on. Aelin continues to solidify her control over the tribe, but Dracula's cryptic comments about, quote, blood and betrayal leave her uneasy.
Oh, Lord.
Dude, Dracula might be next to snap, but he's making me a little nervous.
I just said that they don't make him violent, and here, I mean, you know, who knows? Bog Hollow arrives at tribal with a clear divide. The question is whether to eliminate Frank, whose secret is now out, or to target Sheriff Andy, who is struggling to keep up physically. The key dynamics.
Let me just say, just like, Frank, you're a bear. And how does that make you feel?
That's a really great point.
Let me just say, this is the point, the survivorist, the pre-merge silliness of Survivor, the survivorist thing to happen would be Andy to be voted out and Frank gets to keep staying.
Agreed. It's kind of what I hope happens just because Frank is great, but we'll see. Shrek pushes hard for Frank, arguing that his instability has cost the tribe challenges and he's too dangerous to keep around. Ceree and Darrow debate the merits of keeping Frank as a shield. They recognize that Frank's unpredictable nature could make him a useful tool, but they see the risk of him causing more chaos. Sheriff Andy, ever the optimist, tries to argue that he can still be valuable in the game, even though he's aware that his physical limitations are becoming a liability. In a 4-1 non-shocking vote, Frank is finally voted out of the game. His erratic behavior and the revelation of his true identity as a grizzly bear proved too much for the tribe to handle. Frank walks off into the night, no longer pretending to be something he's not. That's kind of beautiful.
Hey, that's a great end.
That's really beautiful.
That's kind of beautiful.
That was beautiful, ChatGPT.
I love that.
Some highlights from this episode.
His little talking head at the end is like, I came to the beach to find myself. I understand they had to eliminate the toughest player in the game.
I just hope my nephews now see that anything's possible.
I feel like they all are playing for some nephews that need to be inspired. I feel like that's everybody.
He gets
on Survivor.
Toilet paper sponsorships. And
yeah.
Oh, it's going to be good for him.
Hey, next time we do a season, let's do the Charmin bear instead of Frank. Let's just do another
thing. Can't stop pooping.
Highlights from this episode, Frank's meltdown.
You never know.
And his reveal as a grizzly bear marks one of the most shocking moments of the season, leaving the remaining members of Bog Hollow stunned.
One of.
Suri and Darrow continue to manipulate the game. While Ryan's growing influence in Blue Water is setting the stage for a shift, Frank's increasingly bizarre antics provided plenty of comic relief for his squad, but his final meltdown was more tragic than funny. And Aelin's control over Timbervale remains intact, but with Dracula lurking in the shadows, so good, the post-merge game promises even more uncertainty. Next time on Survivor, the merge is on the horizon, and alliances begin to shift as the castaways prepare for the next phase of the game. Will Aelin's reign continue, or will Dracula finally make his move? And with Frank gone, can Bog Hollow recover? Yes, I think probably.
I think Frank is this season's Liz. She just wanted
to take me to Applebee's. I'm pissed. I'm pissed.
Oh, that was good.
Ah, oh, Frank.
Frank. So yeah, that's, it seems like next episode we got the final episode pre-merge, and then we got the merge and the gameplay and all the good stuff. So stick with us for the dumbest thing we've ever done as a podcast. Well, maybe not.
Second dumbest.
We did thanks a
lot. We've done some dumb stuff.
That was pretty stupid. Anyway, give me your name and your bet. Who's your sole survivor pick right now? For two chunks, I'm Jordan. I'm going Seacrest, dude.
Oh, yeah, man, that'd be
kind of out of nowhere.
I'm going Seacrest right now with the information I have available to me.
Yeah, I'm Doge. I do have a Dracula feeling. I think that Dracula's coasting right now. And I do worry about him when it becomes an individual game, because he is kind of, he's not really making any moves. He's not really taking agency over his own game. But he's also 1,000 years old. So he's pretty smart. He might be able to do a good job post-merge.
Maybe so. I'm Carter, and I think even in the long storied history of Survivor, it's not as much about like all the accolades you have. Because if we did that, there's a pretty clear winner. It's a pretty clear winner there if you just go off of accolades. But I personally feel like Suri might be the best to ever play the game. And I think she's just going to do what we would expect her to do, which is just win. Even when she loses, it feels like Suri wins. I remember like episodes that she would be voted off and people would still be talking about her. And so, I don't know. I don't see how she loses this one. Suri's the winner.
That's fair. Well, I guess that's an episode of the podcast.
We did it.